Hi, it's Catherine Franke, a retired member of the Columbia Law Faculty, and I just learned something incredible. The Trump administration has issued a ransom note to Columbia University saying, we'll begin to negotiate with you about the money that we have illegally seized, the $400 million in federal grants, if and only if you do the following things. So here's their demands. One, that all of the disciplinary cases that are outstanding at Columbia be resolved according to terms that the government now sets, expulsion or serious suspensions, regardless of the facts. Just we want those students to be expelled or suspended for long periods of time. Secondly, the university has to abolish the disciplinary body, the University Judicial Board, which is part of shared governments at Columbia, something that is part of the university statutes, and that all of the disciplinary cases must be moved into the president's office, who would, in her own and sole capacity, be the investigator, the prosecutor, the judge, and the jury in disciplinary cases. Third, that the university has to implement a mask ban, that no one on campus can wear a mask, even if they have good medical reasons for doing so, and there are plenty of them in this time when COVID still is a reality. Fourth, that the university has to adopt the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which among its many features collapses anti-Semitism with the critique of the state of Israel, any of its policies, or of Zionism, a political ideology. Next, the Middle East Studies Department has to be put in receivership. Now, MESAS, that's the name of the Middle East Studies Department at Columbia, has had nothing to do with the protests on campus. It's an academic department. There are students who take classes in our undergraduate and graduate schools. But that department, simply because it has the words Middle East in it, has to be put into receivership. And then lastly, our campus public safety department has to be turned into police, with the power to arrest and remove students, which also violates the university's rules, the university's constitution. So what we have here is the federal government stepping in and basically running a private university in and through what are the demands as part of ransom in order to return money that it has already committed by contract to provide to Columbia University. Make no mistake, this is how this works. Whether it's Canada or Mexico or Europe or Columbia University, the way this works is they take the money through tariffs or through the way that they've taken these grants, and then they say, okay, now we'll negotiate with you to get it back if you agree to these horrible things. But you now are in a much weaker bargaining position, right? We have you over a barrel. So the end game is not the taking or the tariffs. The end game is the negotiation that brings you to your knees and puts you in a position where you have to agree to things that violate your fundamental values and interests through this kind of authoritarian process. It's shocking. I'll post separately the letter so you can read it for yourself. But this is a very big development.